Let's talk finally to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, we had that video conference of all 27 EU leaders last night amid growing concern about the emergence of these new variants of COVID-19. Is there a plan of approach emerging from that meeting?
Well, they certainly want to get more information about the new variants. That seemed to be the dominant issue last night. And to do that, they need to ramp up genomic sequencing. And they're planning to make resources available from the European Centre for Disease Control. More member states will need to increase the amount of genomic sequencing they do just to establish those patterns. Ireland sequences about 1% of positive tests, along with a lot of other member states. But a country like Denmark sequences 14%. And the more you can sequence, the more you can establish those patterns and try to get them under control. But the general fear is that these variants are so transmissible, potentially, that you will need tougher lockdowns. And indeed, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin gave a detailed explanation of how Ireland had got those extremely steep numbers down after Christmas. He did say they're still too high, there's still too much pressure on hospitals and ICUs, but there was a lot of interest in how Ireland had managed that.
And what about this whole question of free movement and the introduction of travel bans?
Well, they're looking at that very closely. I think there may well be a travel ban from outside the EU into the EU. In terms of bans within the EU, of course, they want to keep the single market running. But you have a situation where you may have two regions that are bordering each other that have the same very high levels of infection. One region might have a very strict lockdown, the other region doesn't next door, and then people flock across the border to shop, and that's a problem. So they're really keen to try and coordinate any of the lockdown measures as far as possible while keeping the single market as open as possible.
All right, Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, thank you very much. 3 minutes to nine.